Oh, ho, ho, gang. Bob Boving here for a festive mystery project with bells on it. In the spirit of the season, we have a gentle sort of tale for you. Not a question of whodunit, more a case of who's going to catch her at it. Written in two parts by Gerald Kelsey, Lady Holloway catches you where you live with worries and frights about the heroine. But we have to warn you, there's not a Christmas tree in sight. Nora Nicholson stars as Addie Lovelace. Or as she's better known to her professional chums and British custodial officers, Lady Holloway, after the women's prison in London.
Oh, by the way, Addie.
Yes?
If I'm not around when you're released in the morning, good luck.
Thank you. Now, that's very kind of you. Good night.
Yes. Yes, the governor speaking. Who? 2374... Oh, yes, Lovelace. Send her in, will you? Come in. Ah, good morning, Lovelace.
Good
Ready
morning,
to leave
ma'am.
Us?
Yes, indeed. I have all my things packed.
Good. Sit down a moment. I want to talk to you before
you
go.
It's really very kind of you to spare me your time.
Actually, it's your time I'm thinking about. The time you've wasted in prison.
Oh, yes, most regrettable. But it hasn't been entirely wasted, you know. I've read some fascinating...
It is wasted. Particularly from our point of view, when you're continually being brought back.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't really looked at it like that. I'm sorry if you feel I've let you down.
You've let everyone down. But now you've another chance. Why don't you make a fresh start and try to keep out of trouble?
Oh, but I do try, you know. It's just that outside there are so many priceless treasures, I can never quite resist the temptation.
Lovelace, you're an old woman now.
Yes.
Surely you don't want to spend the rest of your life in here.
Oh, no, certainly not.
Then you'd better remember what I say. Because if you come back, it's likely to be for a very, very long time.
Oh, dear. Oh, I really must try.
I hope you will. Now, have you anywhere to go when you leave here?
Yes, I shall stay with my sister.
Good. Well, that's all. Goodbye. And remember, keep out of trouble this time.
Oh, I will. Goodbye, and thank you for oh, perhaps not. My parents always insisted, you know. These childhood habits die hard.
Prisoner Lovelace for release this morning. Here are her papers.
Fine. Well, here are your personal belongings.
Oh, thank you.
And here's your money.
Thank you so much.
Don't spend it all at once.
Oh, Lovelace. The library want to know what you've done with the Art of Gracious Living.
The Art of... Oh, surely not. Don't tell me I've packed it by mistake.
Well, you better have a look.
Oh, of course. Oh, excuse me. Do you mind if I rest my case on your desk? Thank you. Now, let me see. No... No.
Come on. What about under those, dear? Usual place.
Oh, dear. Oh, how very careless of me. I'm sure I don't know what I was thinking about. Do give them my apologies, won't you?
Come on, hand it over and get going before they decide to charge you.
What? Oh, yes, of course. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Eddie.
Goodbye, dear.
And behave yourself.
Goodbye. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Down away there. Right, away, guard. Tickets, please. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Oh, afternoon, Mrs. Crouch.
Good afternoon, George.
Have a nice trip, did you?
Yes, thank you.
Had the weather first. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Miss Adelaide.
Well, it's George Birkin, isn't it?
That's right, miss. Well, welcome home. Ticket, sir.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, well, it's nice to see you after so long. How are you?
Oh, I mustn't grumble, Miss Adelaide. My chest plays me up a bit, you know, but there, I'm turned 60, so I can't expect to feel like a lad, can I?
60? Oh, I'd never believed it. Time goes so quickly.
Oh, it does too. But how are you? Your sister often tells me about the places you've been to.
Oh, really?
You know, I envy you. It must be wonderful to see all them foreign parts.
Oh, yes, of course.
I tell you, if I had my life over again, I'd travel like you do.
Oh, but there are a lot of worse places than Pilton, you know. It's so good to be back. And marvellous to feel free again.
Free, Miss Adelaide?
What? Yes. You see, the last place I visited was virtually a police state.
Oh.
The population was terribly restricted.
Is that so? Oh, poor souls. Oh. Well, now you're back, I hope you won't be leaving us so soon.
No, I certainly hope not.
Ah, oh, that's a taxi. Here, let me help you with that case.
Oh, thank you. delicious air.
Hey, Tom. It's young Tom Billings. He's new to the village. I don't suppose you've met him.
No.
Now, Tom, this is Miss Lovelace, the one who travels, you know. She wants to go up to Yew Tree Cottage.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
I'll put your bag in the front bit.
Oh, thank you, George. I'm afraid I can't give you a tip. I've only got Portuguese escudos.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Adelaide. Don't worry about that. It's a pleasure to see you back again.
Oh, how nice of you to say so. Goodbye.
Goodbye. My respects to Miss Millicent.
Thank you.
How long since you were last home, Miss Lovelace?
Almost 2 years.
I see from the label on your luggage you've been in Naples.
Yes.
How long were you there?
Oh, just a month or two. Charming place.
Oh, I didn't think so. I used to be at sea, you know. Frankly, I think Naples stinks.
Oh, but you mean the harbour, of course. You probably don't know the best parts of the town.
Oh, I know it all. Where did you stay? The Excelsior?
No.
Then don't tell me. I can guess. The Serena on the Piazza Garibaldi.
No, actually I stayed with friends.
Did you go to Capri?
No.
Oh, you shouldn't have missed that. What did you think of Pompeii?
Well, I didn't have time to see much of that.
What, in 2 months?
I was stricken with malaria, young man. I spent most of the time in bed.
Oh, well, that accounts for it. That was really bad luck. Here you are, Miss Lovelace. Yew Tree Cottage. And look, there's your sister waiting for you.
Addie! Oh, Addie, welcome home.
Oh, Millie, my dear.
Oh, it seems so long.
Oh, pay the taxi, will you, dear? I've only got funny little foreign coins.
Oh, of course. I've got my purse here. How much is it, Mr. Billings?
3 and 6, please, miss.
2, 3, there's 4 shillings. Perhaps you'd be good enough to carry my sister's case into the house.
Oh, with pleasure, miss.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you home again, Addie. What sort of journey did you have? I do hope you weren't seasick.
Oh, you know I'm never seasick. The roughest seas have no effect on me.
Where would you like me to put it, miss?
Oh, just leave it in the hall, will you, Mr. Billings?
Certainly.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Oh, not at all. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you.
How are you, my dear? You look so pale.
Oh, but I'm very well. How are you? Now, let me look at you. Oh, you haven't changed a scrap. Come on now, don't let's stand here. I could do with a nice cup of tea.
It's always the first thing you ask for. I've got the kettle on ready. Sit down here and put your legs up. You must be terribly tired.
Well, I am a little, but I don't want to sit down. I'm far too excited at being home. I want to see all round the house and the garden. You can't imagine how it feels to be home again.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh. What a lovely sound. Here, take my coat. I'd like to make a tea.
Oh, no, that's my job.
Oh,
you
no, Millie, I want to do it.
Very well, dear. Everything's ready on the tray.
Splendid. Oh, where's the caddy, dear?
Oh, it's on.
Oh, no, don't worry. I've found it.
One for you, one for me, and one for the pot.
What did you say?
I wanted the tea kettle, but I found it. Oh, now, Millie, don't snivel. That's no way to treat me when I come home.
I can't help it. Was it terrible for you in there?
No worse than before. As a matter of fact, I met a lot of old friends. Oh, where's the strainer, dear? You've forgotten to put it out.
Have I? I'm so sorry.
Now, tell me all you've been doing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Millie, don't look so unhappy. I shall begin to think you're sorry I'm there.
Oh, you know that's not true.
Then cheer up. Still only one lump of sugar.
Yes.
There you are. Nice and strong. You see, I haven't forgotten how you like it.
Thank you. Oh, Addie, why do you do it?
Make it strong.
No, you know what I mean. All these terrible things that you do.
Oh, that. Well, I was tempted and I failed, dear. I'm afraid I'm just a poor, miserable sinner.
Well, then I can only thank goodness our poor dear father isn't alive to see your disgrace.
Millie, please don't start that as soon as I get home. If the truth were known, our poor dear father is really the person to blame.
Addie, how could you?
It's true. He brought us up to live like ladies with expensive tastes and a liking for fine things. Then he went and lost all our money in a ridiculous gamble on the stock exchange.
But it wasn't his fault.
That's not the point. He left us without means or training to manage the best we could. Certainly, he'd have no right to criticize any business ventures of mine.
But, Addie, surely there's some other way.
Well, if you think of one, Millie, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to unpack my suitcase. Come on. Come on, little fellow. I won't hurt you now. Come on. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. Ah, that's right. Come on.
Addie.
Oh, bother.
Addie, where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, and you frightened away my squirrel.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Where's he gone?
He's up on that branch. See him? You know, in a few more days, I'll have him taking the nuts right out of my hand.
You always did have a way with animals. He never comes for me.
Oh, it takes time and patience to build up his confidence. Just look at him watching us. Isn't he sweet? Now, what was it you wanted, dear?
Oh, yes. I've opened a bottle of the 1963 elderberry. I thought you might like to try a glass before lunch.
Oh, that'll be very nice. I hope it's not too heavy. I don't want to sleep.
Oh, why not? A little nap after lunch would do you a world of good.
Yes, but it's too nice a day to waste time sleeping.
It wouldn't be a waste. I really think
now,
you should...
Millie, dear, don't fuss. You've been coddling me for the past month.
Of course I have. You were very tired and worn out when you came home.
Well, I'm perfectly fit now. Oh, that's a wine. Lovely colour.
Yes, 63 was a good year for elderberry, you know. We had such a wonderful summer. That's not too much, is it? Ah, I'll see what you think.
Very pleasant bouquet. Oh, my goodness, it's strong, though.
Yes, I think we'd better have a dry biscuit with it, or we might get a little bit tiddly. No, 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 sit down. I've got them handy. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think perhaps I'll go up to town tomorrow.
What?
Oh, just for the day. I'd like to have a look round the shops.
Oh, no, Addie, no. You'll only get yourself into trouble again.
Oh, nonsense. I've no intention of getting into trouble again. There are just one or two things I'd like to buy.
What things?
Oh, I shan't know that till I see them. Now, if you could let me have £25.
£25?
Well, that's not such a lot these days.
But, Addie, we don't have £25 to spend on things we can do without.
Don't have Millie, what's happened to all the money I gave you before I went away?
I'm afraid it's gone.
Gone? Oh, Millie, you haven't done it again.
Well, it seemed the only honourable thing to do.
Honourable? How dare you talk about honour when you take money from your own sister and give it to some charity?
But it wasn't your money, Addie, you stole it.
How I got it is beside the point. At least I didn't steal it from my own sister.
I'm sorry, but my conscience just wouldn't let me keep it. Oh, please, don't be cross.
Oh, it's my own fault. I was a fool to leave it with you. But really, Millie, for your own good, you must try to control your conscience.
Yes, I will, dear, I promise. Now, you won't be going to town tomorrow.
On the contrary, I've urgent business to attend to.
Business? What business, Addie? You're not planning...
You've no reason to concern yourself, dear. I know what I'm doing.
Then you are.
I'm afraid your charitable impulses have left me no alternative.
One must live.
Oh, how could you? I hoped, I prayed that this time you'd forsake your life of sin.
Millie, please. You're making me sound like a loose woman. Now, there's nothing for you to get upset about.
Ah, please, I've a right to know. What are you going to do in town?
Well, if you insist, I'm going to buy a silver candelabra.
What?
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
You have a Victorian candelabra in the window. I wonder if I might see it.
Certainly, madam.
And do you have the pair?
No. I'm sorry, madam. It's just the odd one.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm not at all sure.
I have got a pair, if you particularly...
The same design.
Rather more ornate. But if you like...
Oh, pity. Now, I'm very much taken with this one. How much is it?
£25, madam.
Well,
it is heavy silver plate.
Please, young man, I wasn't born yesterday. It's badly worn round the base. One would have to get it replated.
Oh, no,
and there's
sure.
some verdigris.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed that.
Well, it's charming. Charming. But not worth £25.
Well, would you be interested to make us an offer?
£17.10.
Oh, no. I simply couldn't let it go for that.
£20. Not a penny more. It'll cost £5 to get it replated.
Very well, madam. £20. Will you take it, or would you like it sent?
I'll take it. Thank you.
Hello. I thought it was you, Lady Holloway. When did you get out?
Why, P.C. Briggs. Oh, you quite startled me.
I dare say. I've been watching you all the way up the street. Not getting any ideas, I hope, looking in the windows of these junk shops.
Junk? Oh, look at that superb little Sheraton cabinet. What a joy it would be to possess it.
I wouldn't give it house room.
Oh, how sad.
What?
How sad that you've never learned to appreciate exquisite works of art. You must miss so much in life.
Never mind that. What's in the parcel?
A delightful mid-Victorian candelabra. An unusually clean, uncomplicated design, but it's only silver-plated, I'm afraid.
How do you come by it?
I bought it.
Got the receipt?
Of course.
Then you'd better let me see it.
As you wish. It's such a shame that a nice young man like you should have such a nasty, suspicious nature.
That's what they pay me for. £20 for a candlestick? Hasn't anyone told you about electric light? Yes, well, it seems all right. But watch your step. I don't want any trouble from you.
Peasant.
This is a walnut fire screen. Early 18th century, sir. The panel is in petit point needlework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much is it?
75 guineas, sir.
I see. I'll just think about that for a moment. Perhaps you'd like to attend to this lady.
Very good, sir. Yes, madam.
I have to sell my silver candelabra. I wondered if you might be interested to buy it.
Certainly, madam. I'll get our buyer to value it.
Thank you.
I won't keep you a moment.
Ah, what strange tricks life plays.
Hmm? I beg your pardon.
No, I'm so sorry. Nothing. It's just so sad to have to part with the things one's treasured.
Yes, indeed.
The terrible thing is one can never replace family heirlooms.
No, never.
I'm just so thankful my poor dear husband isn't alive to see it.
We live in difficult times.
Yes, we do. But I thank Providence there are still men of taste and culture who are prepared to save masterpieces like that screen from such a fate.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's a gem. For your wife?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be thrilled with it.
Yes, it's for her birthday. I can't make up my mind whether to buy this or antique jewellery.
Well, I'm sure whatever you get will delight her.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. But I always have difficulty. I wonder, madam, if I could prevail upon you to help me to decide.
Oh, it's very flattering of you to ask. Any other time I'd have been delighted, but unfortunately this morning I'm rather late for an appointment.
Oh.
I'm afraid we can't offer you more than 25 guineas, madam.
25 guineas? Oh, my dear girl, that's robbery.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps you'll be good enough to wrap it up again. I'd rather give it away than accept such a sum.
As you wish, madam.
I'm so sorry to bother you again.
Forgive me, maybe you want to sit, madam.
Well, I do apologize.
There's a seat here, madam.
Oh, thank you, but it's too near the door, the draft, you know.
Well, there's an open bag.
Thank you, but I prefer to sit in the middle. Oh, would you mind? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Oh, please excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Is this seat vacant? May I sit here?
But of course, dear lady, of course.
Oh, thank you. I wonder whether you could tell me whether the mid-Victorian candelabra has been sold yet.
I think not. According to the catalogue, it should be the item after next.
Thank you. Oh, what a relief. I thought I was going to be too late, and I must get it. Sentimental reasons, you know. It belonged to my family.
That's a nice piece. My wife was very fond of candelabra.
Was?
Well, she passed away last year. God rest her soul.
Oh, how sad. That must be very lonely for you now.
One has to get used to it. I suppose time will heal the wounds. Ah, but this is the candelabra.
Oh. £5.
£12.
Oh, dear, £15.
£16. Yes, sir. £17 offered.
£17.10.
£20.
3 guineas.
20 guineas offered. Any parts of 20
guineas? £22.
Oh, no.
£22 bid. Any parts of £22? Right, for £22. Going.
£25.
£25. Any parts of £25 of this charming Victorian candelabra? You, sir?
No.
No, right, for £25. Going. Gone.
Oh, why, it's yours.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. At least it is some consolation to know it's gone to a person of taste. Excuse me. I think I'd better go before I make it.
I'm leaving too. May I accompany
next
you?
But we haven't been introduced.
Well, my name's Holbrook. Charles Holbrook. I do apologize for my boldness, but I should be fascinated to know the full history of your candelabra.
Oh, how splendid that you should care. I'm Miss Lovelace, Adelaide Lovelace.
I'm delighted to meet you. Perhaps you'd care to join me for a cup of tea.
Oh, I accept with pleasure. I feel I need it. You know, I've been trying to remember when I last did this.
Did what?
Had tea with a strange man. My poor dear father was very strict. He would have thoroughly disapproved.
But did you never marry?
Alas, no. My fiancé was a subaltern. He died in France in 1918.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't...
Oh, please don't reproach yourself. It's so long ago.
Well, tell me about the candelabra.
Well, it belonged to my grandmother on my father's side. It was a wedding present and given to her by Disraeli.
Really?
He was her second cousin.
No wonder you were so upset at losing it.
Yes. You know, I find it quite impossible to understand young people these days. They'd no need to have sold it.
They?
Oh, I'm sorry. My nephew and his wife. It was part of the estate of my eldest brother.
Oh, I see.
I'm afraid the young have no sense of history and tradition.
It's the age we live in.
Yes. You can imagine my distress when I learned they intended to part with it. I begged of them to give me time. I'd have sold a few war bonds, but they were in too much of a hurry to acquire some new electronic gadget.
I imagine it was something like that. Well, that's why I invited you to join me for tea.
Oh.
Well, I hope you won't be offended, but seeing you so upset at being outbid, I bought it so that you could buy it back sometime.
You mean you didn't really want it?
Well, not exactly that. It's a very attractive piece. And now I know its history, I should be more than proud to own it. But it can never mean as much to me as it does to you.
No, but I'm afraid I'm in no position.
Well, you can have it back any time you wish for what I gave for it.
Good heavens, you really mean
but
it?
But of course.
Oh, I really don't know what to say. I'm quite overcome.
Well, there's no need to make up your mind about it immediately.
Oh, it's so very kind of you.
Please.
These days, such consideration is so rare. Oh, dear, where's my hanky? I do apologize for this embarrassing display of emotion.
Not at all. Oh, thank you. Now then, this will make you feel better. Shall I pour?
Oh, please do. The ballet was so marvelous last night, and Mr. Holbrook...
I suspect your motives, Addie. I do indeed. Pass me the secretaries.
Millie, if you're proposing to prune any more than Mrs. Simpkins...
Don't change the subject.
But I can't stand by and see that bush mutilated.
And I can't stand by and see you practice your wicked tricks on Mr. Holbrook. He sounds such a nice man.
Oh, he is charming.
Then how can you to a man like that?
Oh, I do believe you're jealous, Millie. Never mind. Next time he asks me to the theatre, I'll drop a hint. Maybe we can all go.
That's not what I mean. I have no desire whatever to go gallivanting about. The garden more than fills my means.
Oh, Millie, you've done it. You've massacred Mrs. Simpkins Pink.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I am so worried. Oh, Addie, please listen to me. I beg you not to see Mr. Holbrook anymore.
Oh, but he's such delightful company. We enjoy the same pleasures, appreciate the same things. Do you know, Millie, he has some of the loveliest pieces in his home, real treasures. Just sitting amongst them, you don't know the feeling it gives me.
If you go back to prison, Addie...
Oh, look, I do believe that Japonica cutting struck.
Think of Mr. Holbrook. How can you pretend to like him and be scheming to do all these things?
Oh, well, it's no good, Millie. I'm too old to learn new tricks. And money doesn't grow on your rose bushes.
I know that things are difficult, but
mind you, I doubt if anything will grow on your rose bushes after the way you've treated them.
There must be another way.
Oh, we've been into all that before.
But if you go away again, Addie...
Oh, don't worry so. With luck, this could be the last time.
Oh, Addie.
In the cast of Lady Holloway tonight, you heard Nora Nicholson as Addie Lovelace, Alan Webb as Charles Holbrook, and Noel Hood as Millie Lovelace. With them were Margaret Robertson, Ronald Herdman, Sean Arnold, Dennis Hawthorne, Anthony Vickers, and Wilfred Babbage. The play was produced by Martin Jenkins. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. And it's on behalf of all our people, and especially myself, that I wish you all a wonderful holiday season. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week. Listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.